Action, go, go! Bill Wayne!
First on the dial, WNRC!
WNRC, Convention City, a National Radio Club radio station.
Hi, LUDX Hounds. This is Phil Wayne, fresh from that new 1610 Powerhouse Rocker in Bridgeport, West Virginia. Yes, it was a fabulous convention. Bill and Brenda Swiger worked their magic once again, and it was fascinating to watch and listen to the new computerized WNRC do its thing all weekend. It was also great to see a lot of old friends and meet a few new ones. It makes me wonder how we'll ever be able to top that convention. I guess we'll have to wait to see next year. So it is now October, and time for another Market Scope as we return to Boston with Paul Burkhart.
Now we turn to 99.5, which is WKLB, Boston's country station. They used to be at 105.7, and then they actually, let's see, yes, 105.7 was KLB. That's a long story. 105.7 used to be WVBF, and then the KOX-FM before they became VBF. For the longest time, VBF was a rocker. And then they switched over to country. And then they went from, VBF to, to WCLB. That's when they first changed over to country. They were CLB. But then they decided to change over to WKLB because we have a classical station up the dial called WCRB. And they thought that CLB and CRB would be too confusing. So they changed over to KLB. I don't know when they changed over, but there. There used to be two country stations in Boston, but there's now only one. And that's one enough, because the country music we're hearing today is just glorified rock on these new big country stations.
So why I'm wasting another minute more? Life's too short to be so apprehensive.
Let you people know that 96.9, before they changed over to WSJZ, was WBCS, Boston's country station. But they didn't get a very good listener response from the Boston area. The people the ratings weren't doing very well on BCS, so they thought that they better change over to smooth jazz, SJZ, and the country. A lot of the country audience was out towards the North Shore and out towards Central Mass and stuff like that. So that's why they changed over to WKLB 99.5. KLB, they changed over from 105.7 to 99.5, and they changed locations too. 99.5 used to be WOAZ, the Oasis in Lowell. Before that, they were WSSH, Wish 99.5, an easy listening station. Before that, they were WLLH-FM for the longest time, for many years. So that's my disjointed history of 99.5, which is now WKLB.
WKLB.
Now at 100.1, we have WBRS from Brandeis University in Waltham. Thank you. followed at 100.7 by WZLX, Boston's classic rock station.
See London from Boston. Fly the airline that means business in Boston. Call your travel agent or American Airlines.
Another classic rock 10 in a row. It's 60 seconds on ZLX.
It's Nissan's Tournament Time Sales Event. 3 short weeks of incredible Nissan deals. And here's your starting...
Not eligible retailer sets actual price. See retailer for details. Offer ends $331.99. The complete car cost guide $19.99. Ultima SC, www.intellichoice.com.
It's a Rolling Stones A and B sides weekend all weekend long. We're going deep into our vast Rolling Stones library to play both sides of every Rolling Stones single ever released. We go back to July of 66 for this one, originally off the Aftermath album, the first album to feature all original Rolling Stones compositions, and also the first song to feature Brian Jones' favorite instrument, even though the Beatles had recorded Norwegian Wood 3 months earlier. Features a sitar. This is Mother's Little Helper on ZLX as we kick off 10 in a row.
What a drag it is getting old.
This weekend on ZLX, the B-sides benefit from equal time as we head a little deeper into the vast catalog of Rolling Stones music. It's a Rolling Stones A and B-side weekend from 100.7 WZLX, Boston's classic rock.
Okay, our next station stop up on the dial is 101.7 WFNX Lynn Boston, which is a kind of a hard rock station. It's owned by the Boston Phoenix.
It's a Blur free music weekend on 101.7 FNX.
And now we hear WCRB 102.5 in Waltham, Massachusetts, Boston's classical new music station.
Classical 102.5, WCRB, that's the Prague Chamber Orchestra and their conductor Charles McCarris, Symphony No. 27 by Mozart. Well, I have the latest, the updated WCRB forecast. Still a winter storm warning in effect for late tonight and tomorrow. Tonight will be cloudy with snow developing toward midnight, accumulating now 1 to 3 inches by morning. And precipitation may begin as a brief period of rain, too, becoming brisk overnight. Low temperature, around 30. On Monday, snow, heavy at times. The snow may be mixed with or changed to rain for a time, with total accumulations by evening expected now 4 to 8 inches in the Boston area. It's going to be windy on Monday, too. High temperatures in the 30s. 38 degrees in downtown Boston right now at Classical 102.5 WCRB. And when you head into work tomorrow morning, be sure to check us out for the very latest and most comprehensive weather forecast by some of the area's top meteorologists, as well as those important metro traffic reports and up-to-date news. Besides, you need it tomorrow, relaxing classical music on your way to work, also on your way from work, here at Classical 102.5 WCRB. Well, now, the King Stephen Overture by Beethoven is here from the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Claudio Abbado on Classical 102.5 WCRB.
Now we have WODS, Oldies 103, at 103.3 in Boston.
With Orleans, you're still the one I want to dance with. 4:50 with Norm Tebow. Another half hour of great oldies coming up next on Oldies 103.3.
Get ready. There's a force of nature headed your way. The original
and mouth-watering chunks of chocolate. The Brigham's Big Dig. Get it at your local supermarket or Brigham's restaurant today.
Boston Weapons.
From the Oldies 103.3 Satellite Weather Center, winter storm watch in effect for tonight and tomorrow. Snow developing after midnight, maybe heavy at times, temperatures around 30. Snow tomorrow, heavy at times, occasionally mixing with rain. 3 to 6 inches expected in Boston, 6 to 10 north and west of the city. All rain out in the Cape and Islands, temperatures in the mid-30s tomorrow. Now, at Danvers, it is 36. At Jamaica Plain, it's 35 over at Brigham's Restaurant downtown, and 38 in Boston at Oldies 103.3.
And now, Oldies 103.3's Norm Tebow.
Plays great oldies, Oldies 103.3.
Our next dial position is 104.1, which is WBCN in Boston. And they are another hard rock station. They do a lot of modern music from the 1990s. Used to be a progressive rock station. They probably still are. I don't listen to them all that much. And now we have 104.5 WXLO in Fitchburg, Worcester, which is about 45 miles away from us, and they are 50,000 watts. They serve the central Massachusetts area, but they get out quite well into Rhode Island too, and out towards Boston and up to southwestern New Hampshire and out towards Springfield.
Tomorrow and tomorrow night, the snow will start later on tonight, get pretty heavy around midnight. We'll have a low down of 31. Tomorrow when you wake up, if you're heading out, lots of time, going to be a very messy commute. We'll have snow throughout the day, about 6 inches at Boston Point South here in Central Mass and Metro West, looking at close to a foot of snow. And you may see some rain mixing in there, but it's going to be mostly a snow event. And we'll have tomorrow a high of 30 tomorrow. Right now, it is 38 in Gardner, and that's radar weather on 104.5 FM WXLO.
Thanks, Paul. Now, as a special treat, here's a bit of that Big 1610 in Bridgeport.
WNRC, Convention City, a National Radio Club radio station.
It's 7 o'clock.
WNRC 2020 News, Scott Feibusch reporting. Dateline Riverhead, Long Island. Up, up and away is the direction WRIV 1390 is taking. Losing its tower site to a new sewage plant could have caused a stink.
...of Sandy RIV. Creek. You'll enjoy Ken Packs a Package. Now playing at the Full Beats Drive-In Theater of Mansville.
That's the latest from the WNRC Newsroom. I'm Scott Feibusch. Bulletins at once.
WNRC with the music of the mountains. We'll be back with you shortly to tell you more about the convention plan for the Labor Day weekend of the National Radio Club being held here at the Bridgeport Holiday Inn. WNRC inviting everyone to visit us this weekend at the radio conference in the Bridgeport Holiday Inn. Come see WNRC 1610.
Quintet is back. We'd like to thank all of our beautiful friends all over the country for all the beautiful vibrations.
America's most unconventional radio station. WNRC, AM 1610. We're here because you are.
Who's that number?
Ricky, don't lose that number.
Ricky, don't lose that number.
WNRC, an exciting voice of Harrison County over the Labor Day weekend. And say, if you're listening to us for the first time, give us a call, 842-5411, and ask to speak with those radio guys. We'll be right back on WNRC 1610.
Have you ever heard a radio station give the name of the county? Don't call Priceline.com. Make a beeline to the Bunker Travel Agency of Tampa, Florida today.
WNRC Weather Word.
The WNRC Weather Word for this weekend, mostly warm. Today, highs getting up near 90, down to about 63 tonight. Partly cloudy Sunday and Monday, highs near 88, and all that warm weather could mean some FM skip in the works. So be listening to the VHF dial as well as AM 1610.
Hi, this is Dave Marthouse. Welcome to the 1999 National Radio Club Convention, and I hope you're having a great time here in Bridgeport, West Virginia. More great conventions and more great beer.
WNRC!
WNRC with good music and information for the National Radio Club and the DX Audio Service. This weekend in Bridgeport over WNRC 1610.
Little GTO.
WNRC, reminding you to come watch Fred Vobey and John Bowker on Sunday morning around 9 o'clock in the morning in the convention meeting room for lots of fun. And you can leave a permanent record of your attendance here that morning, too. So just keep listening to WNRC 1610.
Ain't be too bad this ain't your wedding supper. Opie and me got your present all picked out.
What?
We'll see you back here next month with more Market Scope. Next up, musings from the members.
This is Rusty Curry in Springfield, Oregon. I have some information on those Northwest stations that were requested a while back. First KJR, Seattle, that is Sports Talk now. It is where the Sports Babe got started. KISN evolved into KKSN with a Music of Your Life format. Then they changed facilities with the 1520 station in Oregon City, so now they are 1520, and KFXX is now at 910 with Sports Talk. Then KGAR Vancouver is now KVAN with a News Talk and Sports Talk format, and they are they boosted to 10,000 watts now. KPAM is now KBMP, they are a business format. KPAM is now a Christian contemporary station, now has that call. They are in 860 in Portland.
Hello, this is Wayne Ryan in Brantford, Ontario. 100.3 FM, I've been getting WZPR Zipper Country from Meadville, Pennsylvania. Sometimes when CKRZ Oshweken, Ontario is off, it's a low wattage local station. They had some transmission problems. Also 900 CHML Hamilton, Ontario was hit by an electric storm a couple of weekends ago, and they were off for a while. And on 940, I've been getting WCBY, Sheboygan, Wisconsin. They were carrying Detroit Tiger baseball one night. I've been getting a good country station in Gaylord, Michigan, too. On 1110, I've been getting a couple of stations I'm curious about. They're playing country music, and it's very good. One of them, we think, might be in Seneca Falls, New York, and another one has the call letters of WMHU, I believe it is.
Hi, this is Robin Plitt from Lantana, Florida. Right now, 1700 in Miami, which used to be a Hispanic station, is running a continuous loop of public service announcements, promotional announcements, which say that it's going to be called 1700 The Fan as a sports station. This particular information was announced by talk show host Neil Rogers earlier in the year, but it seems the change is imminent. I'll try to get back when I can find out when it's happening.
Hello there, DXers. Josh Owens calling from Reidsville, North Carolina on Monday morning, August the 30th, 1999, at a little after 11 o'clock. Well, it appears that Greensboro has an outlet on 1470 once again. WWBG, the long-awaited station, is now on the air. I guess they're doing tests. I haven't talked to anybody over there. but they have a program on right now called the Mike Gallagher Show, a show I know nothing about, but just thought I'd let you know that WWBG is at least testing on 1470. I don't know if it's full-time on the air yet, but we shall see. Thank you, and have a good day.
Hello, DXers. This is Glenn Schrader calling from Madison, Wisconsin, and today is Tuesday, August 31st. What I have is, the first thing I have is a little late because I couldn't get through last week. WTSO 1070 in Madison for a couple of years has been great songs, great memories station. And about 2 weeks ago, they changed to ESPN Sports Radio. And just today, I noticed WIBU on 1240, which is licensed to Poinette, Wisconsin. They call themselves Poinette Madison. They changed from a classic country format to music of your life. So that's the two changes that I have, and good DXing.
Hello, DX Audio Service members. This is Connie Diaz. I'm calling from Omaha, Nebraska. I am a new caller to the Musings to the Members line, and I am calling about two radio stations here in Bellevue that have changed formats. At 12 o'clock a.m. today on September 1st, 1180 Coil has changed its format. They are now carrying Radio Disney. And on 1620, our X-band station, KAZP, they are carrying ESPN Sports. However, ESPN Sports station is only announcing itself as Omaha's ESPN Sports. So KAZP is not doing a proper legal announcement.
Hi, DX Audio Service members. This is Don Wilkerson of Calumet City, Illinois, near Chicago. And I'm just called to report that 640 out of Zeeland, Michigan is now WNFM, and they are calling themselves or MFM, I'm sorry. My business network is what they are, so they're now business radio. They were one-on-one sports. So also, WLTH in Gary, Indiana on 1370 is no longer. Supposedly, they were supposed to have been bought out by someone else, and they couldn't come to an agreement, so the station is now silent, and they have been silent for like about 4 months. So you might want to put that in your log. For anyone who has a Sea Crane radio, I have some valuable information. If you're visually impaired, if you're not sure whether the your alarm is on or off, if you have your radio in the on position and you press the alarm button, if you press your scan buttons up and down, they will not work if the alarm is on. So what you do is you press your button twice until the radio starts scanning, and then you can tell that your alarm is off. I know a lot of people have had problems with that, and I thought I would kind of give that information. So if you have a Sea Crane radio and you're having a problem telling whether the alarm is on or off, if you have the radio in the on position, press the alarm button. Your scan button will not work if it's on.
Greetings, Audio Service members. Marty Rimpaugh here on September 4th. I can't verify this, but I have been unable to get 1430 KFIG in Fresno. They were a Spanish format, but at night I can't get them as of September 1st, and so I don't know if they have gone silent or exactly what's happening or if they're getting ready to change format. I can't get 1430. I get KLO. I get in Ogden, Utah. I get KYKN in Kaiser, Oregon. But I can't get KFIG, so I don't know what's going on. Also, I've heard an intermittent carrier at 1630 every so often. And I've talked to various people, and they say they can't get XEUT, so could somebody help me out with that?
Hi, fellow DXers. This is Jonathan Milam in Lexington, North Carolina. There is a station that has just recently returned to the air here in the Piedmont Triad. The station is 1470 WWBG in Greensboro. 1380 WTOB and 1320 WCOG, as well as WWBG, are owned by the same company, although WTOB and WCOG simulcast 95% of the time. I don't think WWBG will join these stations. It is my understanding that it will be an independent news talk station carrying separate programming. Right now it's running CNN Headline News. If any more information becomes available, I'll pass it along on the Musings line.
This is Tim Hendel in Huntsville. It's September 7th. Yesterday, Labor Day, I began hearing for the first time a new X-band station, WTIR, Travelers Information Radio, from Orlando on 1680. They have all kinds of Florida tourist information. They say that they're only in their test phase now, that they'll be having live traffic reports and stuff when they start regular programming, but they didn't say when that is. They also said that they hope to have a network of 19 stations around Florida. I don't know whether these other stations will be regular full-power stations or little TIS stations. It certainly is good to hear something on the X-band that is actually different rather than just a regular station moving up or simulcasting, don't you think? I made this observation while passing through the Atlanta airport in August. 590, which I think was WPLO and had been country, is now Radio Disney. I didn't get the call letters. It's interesting that Radio Disney is acquiring a lot of large AM outlets in big cities, while most children and young people listen to FM. I wonder how that's working out, and I wonder how successful Radio Disney is being, and how children even know about it. Anybody got an answer to that?
Greetings, audio service members. Marty Rimpa here on September 10th. The mystery of KFIG has been solved. They signed on Labor Day, September 6th, as the big dog, All Sports Radio, although they're not all sports as of right now. They only run sports from 7 in the evening till 6 in the morning, and the rest of the time they just run random album cuts. They were doing that the first night they were on the air. The first night that they broadcast Sports Byline USA was September 7th. And XEUT is now on the air. I caught them playing old-style Mexican music this morning, and they are connected with a college in Baja California. I believe the radio station is called Radio Libertad, but I'm not sure because it was so late. The DX was practically non-existent. Apparently, they are not on all the time. XEUT is apparently testing, and apparently what's happening is that they are simulcasting with an FM counterpart in Mexicali, Baja California, at 104.1. Because this morning they were IDing XHBA at 104.1 from Mexicali, which is connected with this university in Baja California. So apparently XEUT is not on all the time. They apparently are just testing. So I hope you guys can catch them at some point, and who knows when they'll be on full time. But it looks like XEUT is simulcasting with XHBA.
Hello, DXers. This is Tom Rothrock from Hagerstown, Maryland, reporting that just a little while ago I heard a new station on the X-band up here. The station is on 1680, and it is WTIR, as in Travelers Information Radio, in Winter Garden, Florida. And what they carry is Travelers Information. Signal is rather clear. Very easily heard above everybody else. I have to be believing that they were running their full power. And they said that they were conducting preparations to soon be on the air all the time. So that's it for now, and keep DXing, everybody.
Greetings, audio service members. Marty Rimpa here again on Tuesday, October 14th. 1550 KYCY, which was simulcasting with 93.3, and simulcasting country western format, separated from the FM. I don't know if they did it yesterday or today, but they are now simulcasting KLSX in Los Angeles, and they're calling it Yada Yada Radio. and they have various liners. The worst talent, or if you're looking for professional radio, this is not a professional station, and things like that. It just surprised me. So that's what they're doing. I don't know if the AM is going to be sold or exactly what happened, but that's what's going on. KYCY 1550 is now simulcasting KLSX in Los Angeles, except for that period from 6 to noon when they run IMA.
Hello, Fred, and DX is everywhere. TG the DJ, now living in DeKalb, Illinois. Fred, I got a question for a fun topic for you for the musings for the members to discuss on the musings for members. What's the best radio you ever owned, and why? And what's the worst radio you ever had? Is there a radio that you ever were ever sorry you ever bought? Okay, my best radio was the CC radio that the Sea Crane Company puts out, and the worst radio I ever owned was the Radio Shack World Band radio with the tape deck. The sensitivity was bad on the AM, and it was just on shortwave. It was terrible. I also would like to thank Ken Honestchuk, not only for the great sports segment, but every once in a while he'll let us know what's going on with Chicago radio, the changes in the Chicago radio format. Have a good fall. Rock on.
And that's our musings to the members on this edition of the DX Audio Service. And to answer TJ the DJ's question, I think the radio that I'm least impressed with is the CC radio. I don't think it really measured up to all the hype that it had, and certainly does not surpass some of the other radios that I have in my collection. Following that radio is the Radio Shack 12-604, which could be good, but it does lack some sensitivity and selectivity on the AM band, and at least in my area here, the FM, even though we don't have a real abundance of strong signals, with the exception of one on 97.7, it still has some problems with the FM dial, and even stations which are only, say, 4 miles away have some problems in drifting off frequency, as if there are some real distant DX. So I'm not too happy with the 12604. Having said that, what is my favorite radio? I think the Sony ICF 2010. I still have not found something in that price category that can beat that radio. It still has a great sound to it, a lot of sensitivity. The only downfall the radio has, if you do use the external antenna input, watch out, because if you have any static on your antenna or take a close-by lightning hit on the antenna, you can damage the FET on the input to the radio. So you have to be very careful with that. And then once you damage that FET, your entire AM band and some of your shortwave stuff is compromised a lot. It drops the sensitivity down almost to nil. And the only way you can get that fixed is by sending it back to a Sony service center. And I would recommend doing that rather than trying to fix it yourself. But the 2010 is a hard act to follow. It really does perform. And as far as a good sounding radio, I still maintain that the old Sony SRF, I think it's A100, the little Sony stereo radio that was sold in the early 80s, that radio, to me, had the best AM quality sound of all the radios that I ever tried. But that's just my opinion. Why not hear from you, the membership? Why don't you give us a call on the Musings line and tell us what you think about your radio.
What's on your mind? Do you have some comments to make? Call the DX Audio Service Action Line at 419-224-1609. 24 hours a day.
We had a super time at the 1999 National Radio Club Convention in Bridgeport, West Virginia, thanks to the efforts of Bill and Brenda Swiger, plus John and Linda Bowker, who helped out, and a lot of others who helped in various ways. Dennis Semenis helped off, so the weather was downright decent nearly all the time. There was a total of 42 attendees at the convention, and yours truly was able to strip about $450 out of the pockets of National Radio Club members for our annual auction. And Paul says that he must thank whoever it was that anonymously paid for his auction bids while he was fetching his checkbook. Downright decent of you. And of course. Had he known that in advance, he would have been a little bit more strongly for that CC radio. Well, we can expect a complete coverage in words and photos from John Malachy, and that will be in DX News Magazine on our webpage, and we hope to have some cassettes available for you from the 1999 National Radio Club Convention. Speaking of conventions, Ken Chatterton reminds us that bids are still being accepted for the 2000 convention. None were presented at Bridgeport. I know of one being prepared now, and other possibilities were mentioned. But I would strongly suggest that if you're interested in hosting next year's convention, you should present a written bid by October 1st of this year to Ken Chatterton, care of the National Radio Club's Publication Center, Post Office Box 164, Mansville, New York, 13661. Unfortunately, if you just mention in casual conversation to an editor or another member that you're interested in doing a convention, that really doesn't count. Please contact Ken Chatterton in written form and advise him that you're seriously thinking about doing a convention for the National Radio Club. We have an important message from our friends at Media Network, Jonathan, Deanna, and Andy. As of October 1st, Media Network newsletter is moving. About a year ago, as part of an experiment, they rented some server space from a company called Website Post Office. Their occasional briefing on the inside story of Media Network was clearly appreciated because the list grew to well over 1,000 members within a few days. Now the Website Post Office has changed, becoming part of Netscape NetCenter. And in the last few weeks, it's become very clear that the list is too large to properly manage using that system. So they're moving the entire list to another provider, eGroups.com. And they've been running professional lists from the server for a while. Now, what will this mean to you as a subscriber? Well, first of all, you're going to need to re-register on the new site before October 1st if you want to continue receiving the Media Network newsletter. They could export the old data from the old site, but this is a good opportunity for them to check out who is currently signed up and still interested. As a non-commercial operation, they don't want to add to the email clutter that is flooding the Internet. They'll simply destroy the old mailing list on October the 15th. So, how do you sign up to the Media Network's list? Well, it's very simple. Send a blank email to media-network-subscribe@egroups.com. That's the word media, M-E-D-I-A, dash, network, N-E-T-W-O-R-K, dash, subscribe, S-U-B-S-C-R-I-B-E, at eGroups. And that's spelled eGroups.com. And the autoresponder will confirm your registration with a welcome message. That means you're on the list and will automatically receive all future Media Network mailings. For new subscribers, they will shortly be adding a sign-up box on the Media Network homepage. Don't submit your email address again if you have already received a confirmation message. Otherwise, you will receive two copies of every mailing. And speaking of mailing lists, the National Radio Club lists are open for all National Radio Club members. You can find information on the lists at www.nrcdxas.org, or you can contact me via email at fredv, that's F-R-E-D-V, at nrcdxas.org. The lists are the AM list with information about AM radio, the FM TV list with information about FM and television DXing, the IDXD list with the latest column from Jim Renfrew's IDXD column, the GYDX for the latest information on records set in graveyard channel distant receptions, DXC, that's DX Change for your buy, sell, and trade information, and DX Tip, which is used as an alert for late breaking DX that just happens to be coming in. Those lists are open to all National Radio Club members, and again, the address is www.nrcdxas.org. From John Tootenham, the 7th Annual Midwest DXers Fall Get-Together will be held this year, September the 25th and 26th, at the Super 8 Motel at Osage Beach, Missouri, near the Lake of the Ozarks. It's located at the junction of Highway 54 and State Highway KK. Besides a lot of good DX conversation, they'll have the DX Quiz, a AM-FM logging contest, and a possible station tour if it can be arranged. Osage Beach, being a tourist area, it might be wise to make advance registrations. The number to call is area code 573-302-0088. And for Phil Wayne, there is a AARP discount. From the DX Time Machine, in the pages of DX News 50 years ago, from the September 3rd, 1949 DX News, it was announced by Harry Ryder, owner, that WATN 1240 would dedicate its monthly frequency check to all DXers again this year. Also, musical requests would be played. September 17th, 1949, DX News Magazine, 31 members and friends attended the annual National Radio Club Convention in Buffalo, New York over the Labor Day weekend. Readers were treated to 2.5 pages of Buffalo Bull, an intimate report on the activities and antics of the attendees. 25 years ago, from the September 16, 1974 DX News Magazine, Alan Davenport announced that his DX-150A was damaged by lightning. Although he was able to bypass a damaged FET and bag a new station with the radio. 10 years ago, from the September 25, 1989 DX News Magazine, the Topeka Convention was attended by 33 individuals, and the 1990 convention was slated for Pittsburgh. Well, for the remaining portions of this cassette, let's give you some of the sounds from the 1999 National Radio Club Convention, just to let you know what went on. Let's step on out to Bridgeport, West Virginia.
With a look at what's happening from the business side of the house, I'd like to introduce Dick Truax. Dick is the treasurer of the club, and he's going to just tell us if we are solvent or not, or if they're going to padlock the door. Dick?
Thank you, Fred. Fred said, Dick, I'm going to call you up here. I want you to make it short and sweet, tell them the club's in good financial shape, yada, 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 and sit down. Now, I'm going to break the rule just a little bit, and I want to pass on a couple pieces of information to you that you're probably aware of. The first is the newest edition of the NRC log is ready to go to press. I'm not sure exactly what date. I've heard the 15th of this month. Jerry Starr has got the cover that we have looked at and proofed for him very rigorously, and it's going to go up to Ken later this month. I've already sent a check up to Ken to buy the paper for the log. The log will probably go to the printer before the end of this month and probably be out the first week or 10 days of October. We sold out the last edition of the log. It's gone. There are no more back copies. We had made a clean sweep. So we've got the new edition, which will be out probably, like I say, in about 3 or 4 weeks. The first ad, if it hasn't been in the bulletin, and I must apologize, I don't know if it was in there or not, it will be probably in the next issue. Financially, we're in very good shape. Again, thanks to your generosity in buying publications and your continued support of the bulletin and the membership totals that we have. We were able to survive the postage increase again this year. We have not had an increase in membership dues now, I think, for 5 or 6 years at least. And I think it'll continue that way as long as the subscription rate continues and your patronage of the reprints and the publications that we come out with from time to time. That helps keep our head above water. Treasury's in very good shape going into the new year, and I don't foresee any problems in that area. I think that's all. I'm going to keep it real short. Anybody got any questions that I might be able to answer?
What's a membership? How many members are in this club now?
About 715
for DX News.
For DX News.
And then about 140 for DX Audio Service.
Anyone else? I've got one other item I need to cover here. Every year, the board gets their heads together, and we award a member who has done some outstanding work for the club, giving them some recognition. And this year, we've proud to present this plaque to Mark Connolly for his many contributions to the club. Unfortunately, Mark is not here, but we'll get that to him. I know I've got one of these several years ago, and I've got mine hanging up, and I'm kind of proud. I've been around for a while, and it kind of made me proud, and my chest swell up a little bit when I got one like this. So Mark has done a lot of work, and again, we're going to get this to him since he couldn't make the convention. Anybody else got anything that I can answer? If not, I'm going to get out of here.
And that's just some of what happened at the 1999 National Radio Club Convention in Bridgeport, West Virginia. Two thoughts come to mind. First of all, what are you doing over Labor Day weekend in the year 2000? Why not plan to spend it with us at the next National Radio Club Convention? Start putting those dollars away and plan to be with us over Labor Day weekend. That's when all the National Radio Club conventions are, over Labor Day. So why not plan to join us? Secondly, hopefully on the next edition I'll have all the tapes edited and we'll have details on how you can hear exactly what happened at the convention, some of the seminars and things we discussed, as well as air checks of that fabulous little radio station, WNRC AM 1610. And finally, let me just touch quickly on our tape policy. If you have a tape which is damaged in any way, whether the post office crushed it, or maybe it just doesn't sound right, just write damaged on the cassette and send it back to us here at the DX Audio Service. Tapes are replaced within 48 hours, no charge, and no questions asked. However, if you write us a letter, send us a card, or ask another member to contact us and ask what to do, that just delays the process. So you can cut some time just by sending back defective tapes, and they'll be replaced. Now, if you have not received your DX Audio Service, here's our policy. Just send us a card or letter and tell us that you did not receive your DX Audio Service. Please wait until after the 10th of the month for that particular issue, but no later than 45 days after the issue. Also, you can check that green card that I send when I receive your payment, just to be sure you do have a subscription, as well as all the mailing labels following your last name contain a date, and that is the date of the last edition of the DX Audio Service that you should receive. This tape is being mailed on September the 27th, 1999. Hopefully it will speed your way, but in 30 days we'll have more DX stuff. Remember, get out there and support radio.